I'm Dr. Sue, and I cure conflicts. What if I told you, you can choose to become the solution to any conflict in your life? Let's move beyond divorce and conflict together. I'm Dr. Sue. We cure conflicts. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Sue Show. I'm your host, Dr. Sue, and that is right. We cure conflicts. Today in studio with me is Lenore Myers. She is back with us. She has been on the show before. I'm going to introduce her in a moment to you. But before I do that, I want to remind you that this is the place where we teach you to survive, sustain, and succeed in your high conflict divorce. And we're going to teach you more of that today. With the holidays coming up, it's time to get into our New Year's resolutions. And today I thought I would do a special episode on that, where we are going to talk about resolutions to help you thrive this year, help you to become more compassionate, help you to resolve the conflicts in your life. And Lenore is going to help me do that today. You know Lenore Myers by now. She's a lawyer, mediator, and most of all, a peacemaker. And she has dedicated her life to helping families in the most peaceful way get through their divorces. And it is my pleasure to welcome her to the show today. Hi, Lenore.
Hi, Dr. Sue.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Enjoying the after snow glow.
Yes. I'm looking out at that right now. So, Lenore, today we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions for thriving next year in moving through your divorce and your conflict and having compassion for yourself and for your children.
Yes.
And we want to talk about some actionable resolutions. And we have a list of them. And we're going to go through them today. You were so nice to prepare some of them for us, and they're great. So let's talk about them. Let's talk about, first of all, why is it important to make resolutions this year? If you're post-divorce, pre-divorce, why is it important?
I think it's important because you're resetting. This is just a good time of year to reset. When you reset and plan a path forward, things can change. I've heard the saying before, and I think it's a great one. If you don't plan, then you should plan to fail. So this is sort of a plan for you to be successful in the new year, to decide to do your divorce differently or change your post-divorce relationship from what it's been to something positive.
And can we change this to something positive?
Of course you can. It's sort of like Dorothy in the red shoes. You know, you had the power all along. You just didn't realize it.
People forget that they have power within themselves to make change.
They do. And because they're so outwardly focused that they forget the power that they have within them. And it's because a lot of times they've felt trapped and they've developed this sense of learned helplessness where no matter what they do, they feel like things don't change. But truthfully, change does occur, and it does occur from within.
And you say, Lenore, that changes by changing your dance steps. If you change the steps, the dance will change. So if you want to go from a toxic tango relationship to a waltz, then change the way the two of you interact. Tell me a little bit more about that.
That's one of my sayings all the time. But basically, you know, it's a couple's dance. And unless both people are following the same dance steps, the dance can't be one thing or another. So if somebody takes the lead and changes the dance step to a more fluid kind of dance, as opposed to the rigid, toxic tango, like dragging people one way or another, the way that a tango looks, to a more fluid kind of dance where you kind of go with the flow, not take things so seriously, want things to be more beautiful and fluid, that's how you can do it. I mean, you stop and you actually are conscious of what you're doing in your response to the spouse, your spouse, ex-spouse, co-parent. And when you do a more conciliatory step to be in line with a smoother relationship, that is how you can change the flow of the relationship. And your children are watching what you're doing. They're learning their dance steps from you. So it really is important for you to be conscious of what you're doing in a relationship.
So are there some tips that you can give people to do this dance differently when they're communicating with each other?
Well, it kind of actually flows into the next resolution, which is be the cork. Don't fight back so much. If you don't respond to the other person's instigating a fight, they're going to tire themselves out shadow boxing with you. So, you know, if somebody, you know, throws a jab at you, you step back instead of jabbing back at them. And right there, you stop that flow of energy. So don't respond sometimes. Just let it go and move on to the next thing. Act as if you don't even hear what they say. And respond in a way to them as if they said what you wanted them to say.
So when you're talking about not fighting back, are you talking about not responding at all or responding a little bit? What do you suggest?
So if somebody says, why do you always forget their shoes? You would probably just not respond to that. Or if someone, you know, says, I can't believe you gave them cereal. You could say, you're probably right about that. Or, I can't believe you gave them candy. You know, you're probably right about that. I wasn't really thinking. I'll try not to do that again. Instead of responding in a way where you're being defensive, where you're fighting old battles, because really what you're doing with one another is bringing up old wounds that have nothing to do with the child. And so in the moment, when somebody says something to you, you stop and say, okay, is this something that's important for us as parents with this child? Or is this something that has nothing to do with the child? So even if they bring up something from the past and say, you did this, you did that, you can stop and say, wait a second. Okay, let's take a breath here. What do we need to do to take care of Susie right now? It just changes the tone. You don't go into that dance that they're dragging you into. You take control of the situation and you say something that's going to put out the fire.
So when they're coming at you with fire, right? And they're getting you all worked up because you're allowing them to. How do you step away from that and put out that fire and come back in a way where the other person can hear you?
You take a deep breath and you say to yourself, what does my child need from me now? Or what do I really want out of this situation right now? Just have that dialogue with yourself instead of having the dialogue with the other person. And when you get that answer, then you can respond in the moment of what's happening right then. So if a parent's saying to you, why are you so irresponsible? Why didn't you do their homework? You know, why are you always doing this? You can stop, take a breath and say, you know, let's not go there right now. How about we get Johnny his backpack and get him to school? So you just totally sidestep the whole argument that they want to start with you.
Yes, and that often puts you in a better position to communicate with that person. I want to remind everyone that you are listening to the Dr. Sue Show, and we are talking about New Year's resolutions to get you through your year of post-divorce or pre-divorce or divorce. And joining me is Lenore Myers. She is a mediator, a lawyer, and a peacemaker with Divorce Done Differently. Lenore, how did you come up with these resolutions to help people with today?
It's been lifelong. I mean, not lifelong, maybe career long. Some of the things are just that have come to me during my family law practice, my mediation practice, my practice as a conciliator with the courts. Some of these actually are coming right off of the walls of my courtroom. Mm-hmm. I have some of these sayings, not the ones that we've talked about just yet, but some of the sayings that we will talk about, they're actually on the walls of my courtroom. Because my goal is to change the way family law is practiced and approached in society, and to educate people as to a different way to do things. Normally people just think, okay, I'm getting a divorce, I have custody, I need to go get myself a lawyer because they know the law and we're going to go into court and we're going to fight. Well, if that's what you want, yeah, you're going to the right place. It's an adversarial system. The courts teach you how to fight. But if you actually want to change the relationship and make it a more peaceful, productive relationship that can benefit everyone involved, then you need to take control of that and change the way things have been. When you go to court, you hand over the keys to your kingdom. You let other people make decisions for you about your finances, about your parenting, about your, you know, what your future is going to hold. Whereas the two of you who planned your wedding or birth of your child together are kind of left out of it, as opposed to other options like collaborative law and mediation, where that empowers parties to actually take control of those situations and come up with resolutions that best serve them.
So when you talk about resolutions, do you think that these conflicts can be resolved in a compassionate way between two parties that don't like each other?
Absolutely. They loved one another once. Mm-hmm. And they're hurt. And they both want to be heard and validated. And when you can get people to that point, they can be compassionate to one another because they can remember where they started. And hopefully most people don't want to leave a scorched earth where they once
had. What do you mean by that?
Well, some people, you know, come in and they just want to burn it all down. But scorched earth doesn't bear fruit. And especially where your children are involved, that's a really bad place to leave your kids. And so even if you're upset with your co-parent, you have to remember that your children are half of their DNA and they need that other parent to survive and thrive in their life. And that person is somebody that you pick to be a co-parent. And you know, if you love your kid, you've got to love the part of them that's part of that co-parent. And that's very important going forward. And that is something that the court system doesn't focus on. It's just not, you know, it's not built that way.
How is the court built, Lenore? And what does the court expect from these individuals coming into the court? How do we cure that?
Well, the court is an adversarial system. There's winners and losers, and people gear up to win and beat the other person. It's great for things that deal with contracts and property and personal injury that are definable monetary things that can be calculated, but emotion can't be calculated. And there's so much emotion in family law cases. The courts want parties really to resolve these things, because the judges don't want to keep playing King Solomon. They don't want to keep cutting the baby in half. They don't have the knowledge, the insight, or the wherewithal to really make the decisions that are going to actually bring peace to people. And why I'm passionate about this is because children are the building blocks of our future and our society. Mm-hmm. And in divorce, children they're devastated emotionally, and they aren't given healthy role models as to how relationships are supposed to work. And every relationship a child has in their life, friends, family, coworkers, teachers, employers, employees, classmates, romantic interests, and their relationship with their parents is based on what they see their parents do. So all of society is structured on the relationship tools that are passed down from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. And if we don't start steering it in a more positive direction, if we don't try and at least turn the stream a little bit, the river is going to flood out all the best parts of society.
But we need the courts to recognize what you're saying? Because I think what you're saying is very, very important. That perpetuating this kind of back and forth fighting, it isn't good for the parents, it isn't good for the kids. Why does the court allow that to perpetuate so long? It only ends up hurting the parents and it hurts the kids. Why can't these hearings be shorter?
Well, the courts really try in some respects to put certain things in place. Like they put over the past 20 years, they've made mediation mandatory for people to go to. But it's short. It's just 2 hours of mediation. Sometimes it resolves things, sometimes it doesn't. There's been family court models that have been proposed all over, like a team approach for custody cases and a lot of different things, but the courts don't understand the psychological impact of all of this. They understand, hear a case, move it forward, hear a case, move it forward. And so they're limited. They're limited. They do try, but they're limited. And they're lawyers. They're not psychologists. They're not therapists. They have very little understanding of all the emotional dynamic that goes into it. And so it's really the last place it should be, but that's where people go. I think really the more important thing is to let people know there's an alternative. There's another option other than going to court. A lot of people do not understand that there's another way to do it. Mediation was relatively new when I got certified in 93, although the concept's been around. Most people didn't understand it, and it's slow. People are slow to come around to the mediation concept or the collaborative law concept that is out there. It's out there, but a lot of people don't know about it.
Right. And I think one of the issues here is that these children are waiting so long from the courts for a decision. And meantime, when the courts aren't coming with the decision as quickly as they can, these children are suffering more and more and more because of it. What's your feelings on that?
In part, I agree, but in part, I think, you know, the courts are overwhelmed, you know, and rushing a case to make a decision doesn't necessarily solve the problem because the courts are limited in their tools. I mean, basically, they're putting Band-Aids on bullet holes emotionally. I think the thing is that there needs to be more mandatory therapy, more time for parents and families to work things out emotionally. A court order is not going to solve it. A court order is just a schedule. In part, it's a schedule. The people have to make it work. So I think that more mandatory therapy is actually better than just waiting for your court date for each side to cherry pick the best side of their case and cherry bomb the worst side of the other case. And again, just leave these people just embittered towards one another, wanting to get revenge. It doesn't make people feel more peaceful towards one another. It really doesn't. And again, it's not empowering the person that's involved. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. We want to give people the power to solve and resolve conflict.
That's
because they have it within them.
Yes, that's why, you know, we're doing this show too, and I'm asking you this stuff because we want to cure conflict. We want to cure conflict in the family courts. We want to cure conflicts within our families, and I think there is a disconnect with that in the family court system. All right, we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we are going to give you a lot more valuable and some actionable steps to take with yourself within the court this year, how to get through your divorce, your post-divorce. We are speaking with Lenore Myers of Divorce Done Differently. We will be back in just a moment.
Divorce is painful enough without it becoming the War of the Roses. Did you know that divorcing through the court system leaves most couples not only with a hole in their heart, but also a hole in their pockets? But there is another option. You can choose to have your divorce done differently, where everyone wins. Hello, I'm Lenore Myers of Divorce Done Differently, where my goal is to be part of your solution instead of part of your problem. With my 35 years of experience as a family law attorney and certified mediator, I can help you and your spouse have your divorce done differently, where you will be in control of making your financial and custody agreements in an economical, informed, amicable way without court involvement. Contact me, Lenore Myers, at divorcedonedifferentlypa.com or just call me at 215-470-3121 so you and I can discuss free of charge the variety of options available to you and your spouse to help you have your divorce done differently.
Getting divorced and need help with a family law problem? Turn to me, family law attorney Randy Rubin. I'm an advocate for my clients' goals with compassion and zealous advocacy. What makes me special is that I know divorce professionally and personally. I'm a seasoned trial attorney with the added benefit of significant experience in business and real estate. I can assist you with identifying your goals and will seek an early resolution when possible. My practice includes divorce, equitable distribution, support, premarital and postnuptial counseling, custody, protection from abuse, and adoption. I litigate in courts in Bucks County, Chester County, Delaware County, Montgomery County, and Philadelphia County, and throughout Pennsylvania and southern New Jersey. Call me today to schedule your consultation at 215-400-2827 or email me at rrubin@clair.com. You will not be disappointed.
Women who attend the Second Saturday Workshop leave our classroom with hope, information, and support. Every month, women gather at locations in suburban Philadelphia and South Jersey to get the facts and information they need from attorneys, therapists, and financial planners. We do not promote or encourage divorce. If a woman finds herself on that path, we want her to have the information she needs to make good decisions. For more information, go to secondsaturday.com or call 215-699-6993.
Let's face it, going through a divorce is stressful. Anxiety about your future has your heart pounding and your mind running a mile a minute. You may feel like fear and worry have taken over your life. How are you coping? Taking medication, currently in therapy, or relying on friends or loved ones for advice and support? Feeling exhausted and just want to feel peaceful in your mind and body again? Try meditating. Adding a few minutes of meditation to your daily routine works miracles for people experiencing the emotional turmoil and physical stress of divorce. After your very first session, you'll notice a decrease in your stress level. With practice, you'll become calmer and less anxious. You'll have more energy, your thoughts will become less critical, and you'll begin to feel happier and more patient. Hi, I'm Jason Blau, your meditation coach. Let's work together to invite peace and calmness back into your life. For more information or to get started today, call me at 215-370-6100 or visit my website at www.mymeditation.coach.
They're everywhere. They're in our beds. They're on our cereal boxes, in our literature, and our money. They're in our hearts, but they're also on our plates. They inspire selfless acts of heroism, but endure the most unspeakable acts of callous cruelty. They are, of course, the animals. The other animals, just not the humankind. Join me, Laurent Levy, every Friday at 10 on WWDB as we explore how we deal with the other animals.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Sue Show. So happy you could join me again today and my guest, Lamour Myers from Divorce Done Differently. We're talking about New Year's resolutions when it comes to curing conflict in your life, especially within your divorce situation. I got a resolution, Lenore, that I would like to propose.
Okay.
Getting the courts more training on what parents and kids are going through psychologically.
Well, that would be great. And believe it or not, they do have a lot of training. Again, you know, the courts are limited. I'll say what I say to a lot of people that come in to me as a conciliator. Listen, you're paying your attorneys combat pay. You know, you're paying them to fight. And when they're yelling at one another in my conferences, I'm like, this is what you're paying for. Is this what you want? Because you could take that money and do something else with it that would actually change the situation. I mean, they're already fighting. The court, as I said, it's an adversarial system. They teach people how to fight. It's not going to resolve conflict. It's not a conflict resolution model. It just isn't. So, you know, people are looking for solutions to in the court. They're not going to get them there.
Right.
If they want solutions that are peaceful, that are best for their family, but they want some legal help or some assistance in reaching that, mediation is a great tool. Collaborative law is a great tool. It's a lot less expensive. It's a lot less painful. It's a lot less emotionally expensive. And you actually learn something from the process that's going to help you move forward in your relationship, especially where children are concerned. You're given tools to be able to listen and hear the other side, to take a, you know, to sit back and take a perspective as to, well, what's going to work best for everybody, not what the law says. You know, the law, bad cases make bad law, and there's lots of bad law out there. So I just have to say, you know, it's not the place to resolve things. Courts, the courts will not get any better at this because they're not equipped to do it. They're not equipped. They're not trained to do it. You can give them a lot of insight, but lawyers don't think the way you need to think to resolve these kind of conflicts.
And isn't that what we're really talking about here? Isn't that what every family wants that's getting divorced? They do really want to cure conflict.
They do. Their better angels want them to cure conflict. Are they hurt initially? Yeah. Do they want to get the other person back? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Will that actually resolve things in a positive way for anybody, especially where kids are concerned? No, it won't. It won't. And so, you know, the focus has, the people have to take back their power. They've given their power to the courts. The courts are not going to sprinkle magic pixie dust onto that relationship and change it. They're not. People have to do the work. They have to take responsibility for their behaviors and change it. So one of the things, my next resolution is, some things can't be unsaid, so don't say them. You know, you might want to hurt that person, but you can't take it back. Words wound. You can say something that will hurt your spouse or parents so deeply that you can never take it back. And it will take years for that person to heal. Why would you want to do that? Except that you're hurt yourself. And will that help you hurt less? No, it'll cause more pain, and it goes back and forth between parties. And especially where kids are concerned, when parents do that, they're shooting volleys through their kids and creating, making their kids into emotional Swiss cheese. They're destroying their children. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that's going to be left when you're gone are your kids. It's the money isn't going to be there. And that's another resolution. But, you know, you have to focus on what your life's work is. And your life's work is not your job. It's not your car. It's not your bank account. The most important work you will do will be within the walls of your home. Mm. So that's my resolution number five. So when you are approaching this year, what do you want this year to look like when you focus on what your most important work is? If that's your children and having them grow up to be healthy, happy, responsible adults, give them the tools to do that. Stop cutting them off at the knees emotionally by fighting with their other parent. They need that other parent to be a complete and healthy child. And the court system is set up for each parent to destroy the other parent. The court system is set up for you to say, I'm a good parent, and the other parent is a crappy parent. Mm-hmm. And so how does that help your kids?
It doesn't. We said that together.
It
absolutely doesn't. What does help our kids in divorce? What helps kids get through divorce? Let's talk about that, and let's talk about mediation and what you learn in mediation to help your kids get through that.
Well, the next resolution is children come first. Children should not have to make sacrifices so that you can have the life that you want. You should make sacrifices so your children can have the life that they deserve. And when I have my mediation process, the first thing that we do is we figure out a parenting agreement. It's not called custody. It's not possession. It's called parenting. It's a parenting agreement. And that is the cornerstone for the rest of the resolution of the case. Once you set in place how you want things to go for your children, then you build around that to make that possible. I mean, your kids, you've imploded their universe when you divorce or separate. And you're fat and happy in your separate houses, but your kids have to schlep back and forth between the two of you. I mean, you know, any of these schedules that these kids do, none of their parents could do on their best day and function. But the kids do because they love their parents, they need them to be in their lives, and they want to spend time with them. So parents have to understand their job is to make this an easier transition for the kids, because the kids are doing all the work. And so in mediation, you know, maybe the support guidelines call for one parent to pay a lot less to the other parent or a lot more to the other parent. But there's no way that the two parents can possibly have two healthy, happy, stable, functioning households if you follow the quote unquote guidelines. So in mediation, we do budgets and we look at, well, what makes sense in terms of the money that needs to be shared between the households to let everybody survive? Mm. And so, again, you know, you're looking at what works in your family, not what the legislature in their infinite wisdom has decided after a bunch of actuaries you know, created a table that for some people, they could look at it and go, I don't need that much money. Other people could look at it and go, oh, my God, I'll never survive on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's no magic to anything the courts do. The people, you know, they think they're, you know, they're going to the wizard. But if you pull back the curtain, it's just a simple person trying to manipulate a machine. And that's, again, I hate, you know, you know me, my metaphors.
Yeah, but go ahead.
You're Dorothy. You have the power all the time to go back to the place that you started, the place that was good, the place where you thought this person was going to be a good parent.
Yeah.
And, you know, is everybody flawed? Yeah. You know,
yes.
My other saying is none of us came from the Brady Bunch. We all came from the Banana Bunch. So you have to go and do your work to make this work. But, you know, that's the other thing with mediation and collaborative law. We have mental health professionals that support our clients, either in the process of, you know, collaborative law being the coach, or just outside of the mediation process, so that people show up to want to resolve things in a peaceful way. And again, both of these processes are empowering. You know, and the other thing is it shows people how to negotiate and compromise in a healthy way. And a lot of people don't learn this in their own households. There's some parents that say, if a kid goes, why do I have to do it? Because I'm the parent. Well, what does that teach somebody to do? Well, if the bigger person makes the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of a person do you think they're going to be in a relationship? Are they going to be a negotiator? Are they going to be a compromiser? Are they going to say my way or the highway? And in mediation, we tell people when they come in, it's not my way or the highway. It's a compromise. So my next resolution is children learn what they live.
But what do you do with an ex who is unwilling to co-parent with you? Even if they come into mediation, what do you do with somebody like that?
It's a process of turning people around. And so that person, again, and that we go back to the next resolution, you and that other person have developed a stand step, and it's based on something that each of you learned in your families. And you're responding to, you know, cues that were ingrained in you before you could even talk in some respects. So you have to learn how to do things differently with them, so that they're going to respond differently to you. They can't do what they normally do with you because you've blocked it, you've changed it. And so it's not, you know, when they say, well, I can't parent with them. Listen, you made the baby together. You were together for a while. So there, you can do this. Mm. It's just you've allowed other things to get in the way that have nothing to do with you being a parent with this person to co-parent together. So it's about changing. It's about, you know, changing who you are. And mediation and collaborative law, they give you a model to see how you can change. Like, mm-hmm. you know, when you're in a mediation and people are conflicted and they're saying, you know, well, you did this and what about that? I make people take a break. I ask them to walk out. And then I say, okay, hey, let's focus. What did we agree to do when we started? You know, we agreed to resolve this amicably. We agreed to look at this in a way that's best going to serve your family, because you're going to be together for the rest of your lives because you have kids together. Let's remember that. Let's refocus. Let's see how we can look at it differently. And also, I help people mirror what the other person is saying.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of, you know, instead of you statements, it's I statements. You know, I feel this instead of you did that. And then I mirror that they have to repeat what the other person says, so they're clear about what the other person really is saying. So when a spouse says, you know, I don't think you understand how much it costs to raise these kids. You're telling me I can't have this money. I would say something like, So I hear you saying that you really feel that these are things that the children really need, and that it's not about you, that you really are focusing on the child. Is that what I'm hearing you say? And, you know, and then I asked the other parent, okay, so do you hear that it's not what she wants or he wants, it's what they think the child needs. And the other parent can say, I'm not saying that I don't want to give it to them, I just can't afford it. And then, you know, I would go back and say, okay, well, we can't afford this, but what can we afford? What can you two agree on that would still meet the need but not break the bank?
It's about hearing each other and meeting each other where you both are, not only hearing your own voice. We're going to go to another break, and when we come back, we're going to have more actionable steps and tips and New Year's resolutions from Lenore Meyer with Divorce Done Differently. We'll be right back.
Divorce is painful enough without it becoming the War of the Roses. Did you know that divorcing through the court system leaves most couples not only with a hole in their heart, but also a hole in their pockets? But there is another option. You can choose to have your divorce done differently, where everyone wins. Hello, I'm Lenore Myers of Divorce Done Differently, where my goal is to be part of your solution instead of part of your problem. With my 35 years of experience as a family law attorney and certified mediator, I can help you and your spouse have your divorce done differently, where you will be in control of making your financial and custody agreements in an economical, informed, amicable way without court involvement. Contact me, Lenore Myers, at divorcedonedifferentlypa.com or just call me at 215-470-3121 so you and I can discuss free of charge the variety of options available to you and your spouse to help you have your divorce done differently.
Hi, this is Carol Holloway from Home Improvement Fix and Facts. Listen to me live every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9 right here at WWDB. And if you can't listen live, make sure you go to www.wwdbam.com and listen to my podcast. Each week, we will give you great ideas on how to fix your home and some facts on how to put it all together. In the middle of our streets,
our house. Let's face it, going through a divorce is stressful. Anxiety about your future has your heart pounding and your mind running a mile a minute. You may feel like fear and worry have taken over your life. How are you coping? Taking medication, currently in therapy, or relying on friends or loved ones for advice and support? Feeling exhausted and just want to feel peaceful in your mind and body again? Try meditating. Adding a few minutes of meditation to your daily routine works miracles for people experiencing the emotional turmoil and physical stress of divorce. After your very first session, you'll notice a decrease in your stress level. With practice, you'll become calmer and less anxious. You'll have more energy, your thoughts will become less critical, and you'll begin to feel happier and more patient. Hi, I'm Jason Blau, your meditation coach. Let's work together to invite peace and calmness back into your life. For more information or to get started today, call me at 215-370-6100 or visit my website at www.mymeditation.coach.
Women who attend the Second Saturday Workshop leave our classroom with hope, information, and support. Every month, women gather at locations in suburban Philadelphia and South Jersey to get the facts and information they need from attorneys, therapists, and financial planners. We do not promote or encourage divorce. If a woman finds herself on that path, we want her to have the information she needs to make good decisions. For more information, go to secondsaturday.com or call 215-699-6993.
Getting divorced and need help with a family law problem? Turn to me, family law attorney Randy Rubin. I'm an advocate for my clients' goals with compassion and zealous advocacy. What makes me special is that I know divorce professionally and personally. I'm a seasoned trial attorney with the added benefit of significant experience in business and real estate. I can assist you with identifying your goals and will seek an early resolution when possible. My practice includes divorce, equitable distribution, support, premarital and postnuptial counseling, custody, protection from abuse, and adoption. I litigate in courts in Bucks County, Chester County, Delaware County, Montgomery County, and Philadelphia County, and throughout Pennsylvania and Southern New Jersey. Call me today to schedule your consultation at 215-400-2827 or email me at rrubin@clair.com. You will not be disappointed.
Everybody, Dr. Sue, and you are listening to the Dr. Sue Show. Welcome back. We are talking to Lenore Myers from Divorce Done Differently. Lenore, how can people get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, www.divorcedonedifferentlypa.com. They can call my cell phone, 215-470-3121. Or they can email me at lmjmyers@csseasoncatssandsam.com. They can also message me through my website as well. I'm very accessible. I'm a hands-on person when it comes to resolving these issues. I really believe in being an attorney, a counselor with two L's, and a mediator.
And you are very brave, my dear, to give your cell phone out.
I know. Most attorneys do not do that. And believe it or not, I've had very few clients abuse that privilege.
I know. I do the same thing, by the way. And people have been good to me also. So, you know, Lenore, we talk about on the show that you can become the solution to any conflict in your life. And I really believe in that. I know that you do too. And when we were not on the radio before, we were talking about how do you become the solution to your divorce? By working together with the other parent and putting your child first?
Exactly. I mean, you know, why would you give a stranger in a black robe control over telling you how you should parent your child? Well, in any other space, you would never do that. So, you know, that's what you do when you go into the court system. And so it's not the place to go to resolve that. The place to resolve that is, again, mediation or collaborative law if you're looking for a legal solution, or therapy when you're looking for, you know, an emotional day-to-day solution. I mean, they have parenting coordinators that you can hire to referee these conflicts in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. But again, why are you paying somebody to be a kindergarten cop? You know, and tattling on one another. What kind of, that's not really an adult relationship.
Nope.
And I wanted to just, you know, go from my resolution of children learn what they live into the next resolution with this one point. I'll never forget a teacher one time said to me, you don't negotiate with the child. And I thought, what better skill could you teach your child than to negotiate? You know, why would you want to take them and put them under your thumb? That doesn't teach them anything except how to be a bully. So the next thing that you want to do in terms of your child is you want to prepare them for the world. So you want to give them skills that are going to help them in the world. One of those is the ability to negotiate and compromise. And also you want to surround them with a loving relationship, because that's the best protection for the challenges of the world. And what does that mean? That means they're the center of your focus. They feel that, you know, you see them and that you hear them. And this is going to be, you know, how you're going to be able to let them feel a sense of self-esteem. It's so important for a child to feel a sense of validation and self-esteem. And if they don't feel like they're getting your attention because you're so focused on proving that you're right and the other person's wrong, they're not going to feel worthy in this world. And they're not going to shine their light. They're not going to accomplish what they need to in this world because they don't feel they matter. And that's, it's so important for you to focus on your child. And
yes,
when you're fighting with another parent, your focus is not on the child. Your focus is on, you know, getting one over on the other parent.
And who loses in the end?
It's always the child.
Always.
It's always the child. When I'm, you know, in a court situation, I'm telling them there's no winners in this. There's only losers. And the biggest loser is your kid. Always. I mean, you're spending, listen, I don't take nothing away from attorneys and the money they're paid. It's combat pay. They earn every cent, but they really don't resolve what's wrong with the family.
Right.
There is no resolution. It's just further hurt and damage. You're spending your kid's inheritance for what? To prove you're right and the other person's wrong? How does that help your kid? How does that really help resolve things? You know, there's a better way to do that. And again, you have the power to do that. And I don't think a lot of people, again, understand that there's this possibility to do mediation or collaborative law. There is another way. The other thing that people need to remember is all of this leaves a mark on your kid.
Yes.
Everything that you do, your child is absorbing. And it's stored in places that they don't even are cognizant of.
Not until later when they grow up and they realize later on in their life that what appeared to be real for them at the time wasn't real at all.
Exactly. And you know, that's because psychologically, and, you know, I'm preaching to the choir, psychologically, we do things to protect ourselves emotionally from things we can't deal with at the time. And a lot of core trauma for kids is, you know, when they're nonverbal, like kids that see their parents fighting or one parent beating up another one when they're nonverbal and their whole survival is on that, those people. Can you imagine the trauma and anxiety that causes them?
This is what I'm talking about, and that's why I feel as though you can cure conflict, and you can take that upon yourself to do it, that we are the solution to solving conflicts, ourselves, within ourselves, within our own capacity, by looking at ourselves, by questioning ourselves, by saying to ourselves, before we respond to our ex, think about your child first, not about your ex. We have the capacity within ourselves to heal conflict.
Exactly. And exactly. And the thing is, we have to heal ourselves. And in healing conflict, we are healing ourselves. A lot of these things that are triggered by other people are really based on wounds that we each have experienced as children in many different ways. And when you kind of acknowledge that and allow yourself to be healed, then you're able to be a much more gracious and loving and accepting of other people because you've accepted yourselves. A lot of your wounds are from your parents being told. There's someone that is called the marriage mediator in this area, Max Rivers. And I was in a symposium with him, and he said, everybody has five unmet or forbidden needs that causes them to be attracted to the other person because they have similar unmet or forbidden needs, but they don't realize it. And then when the other person fails to meet those needs again for them, they're re-traumatized, and that's what causes the conflict. And when he said that, I was like, oh my gosh, you've distilled what I knew, but I couldn't put into words. So that's where people have to be much more reflective and realize that the solution is within them. What is it that is causing me pain that I need to heal so that I don't make it the other person's power over me? I'm taking back my power. I'm healing myself, and I'm not letting them control me anymore with whatever they're doing.
And here are some tips that you can use, actually, to take back the power within yourself. Because that really is the catalyst for moving forward and healing conflict. One is to resist impulses. to respond right away when you get something from your ex that is tempting.
Be the cork. Step back.
That's right. Be the cork and step back. Two, have self-compassion for yourself about what is going on here. Just don't participate in it. Actually have compassion for yourself. Tell yourself this is hard to go through. It is.
It is. It really is.
Three, believe that you are the change and you are the solution to end this conflict and take steps to do it by having actual compassion for the other person that is in this with you and realize they can't do better. But you can change. They're not going to change.
Exactly.
So we're going to wrap up the show in about a minute and a half now, Lenore. So what is your one resolution you really think everybody should make this year that is involved in a divorce?
Okay. Well, there's two things that I want to add. First of all, spend time with your child because time is love to your child. And the last thing is get your priorities straight. Remember, 100 years from now, it will not matter what was in your bank account, the sort of house you lived in, the kind of car you drove. What will matter is how the world will be different because you are important in a child's life.
That's what I feel too. Make a resolution this year to work on yourself, heal your conflict, and put your children first.
Exactly. That's your legacy. That's what you're going to leave behind. Nothing else.
Right.
And it's based on love. I mean, it sounds trite, but it's based on love.
That's right.
And so if you can come from a place of love and compassion for yourself, your ex, and your children, and look at it from their standpoint, it will change the course. It will. And you are the one that has the power to do that.
Because you are the solution to your conflict. Thanks, Lenore, for being on the show today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for joining me today on the Dr. Sue and You Show. You can contact me at www.drsueandyou.com and listen to our archive shows always at www.dbam.com. Remember, you can choose to become the solution to your high conflict divorce. You don't have to suffer. You can succeed. Write a different ending. We cure conflicts. Happy holidays, everybody. Bye-bye.